Exports of Kansas wheat may be in short supply right now, but working with international customers is a critical piece of developing and maintaining long-term markets. That's why decision makers from agribusiness companies in Nigeria and Kenya traversed Kansas in early August to learn more about hard red winter wheat and the U.S. grain supply chain as part of a trade team organized by Kansas Wheat and U.S. Wheat Associates. Harvest results may differ from year to year, but coordinating local visits directly connects our customers with the dependable farmers who are committed to growing high-quality wheat, said Aaron Harries, Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat. The team traveled to Kansas from August 5th through 9th, visiting grain companies, wheat researchers, and a flour mill. At the USDA Federal Grain Inspection Service in Kansas City, the team received an up-and-close look at how U.S. wheat samples are inspected and graded before heading off to the markets, both foreign and domestic. In Manhattan, the team learned about this year's crop quality as well as wheat research projects and upcoming varieties at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center and USDA Center for Grain and Animal Health Research. Discussions at the IGP Institute included the program's technical training and assistance programs in addition to tours of the full-scale pilot flour and feed mills. Finally, the team toured a commercial flour mill in McPherson. Our team had a chance to visit all aspects of the supply chain, giving them a sense of how U.S. wheat quality is ensured throughout the way, said Chad Wygan, U.S. Wheat Regional Director for Sub-Saharan Africa, based in Cape Town, South Africa, who accompanied the team. These visits provide reassurance to overseas buyers that they are getting the quality they want, and face-to-face visits go a long way in providing trust and confidence in our buyers and establishing long-term relationships. Trade team participants represented two distinctly different types of overseas markets, large and well-established customers and emerging markets that present future market opportunities. Both are important to the long-term mission of U.S. Wheat Associates, the industry's export market development organization, which invests funding from USDA Foreign Agricultural Service export market development programs to bring trade teams of overseas customers and stakeholders to the United States each year. These visits provide important selling points in a world marketplace where Kansas wheat producers compete against their counterparts in Canada, Argentina, Australia, and the Black Sea. USW is assisting this growing flour industry, particularly by working with up-and-coming millers who are just learning their trade. By providing technical assistance in areas like grain analysis, test milling, flour analysis, and test baking, U.S. Wheat helps grow the region's milling industry and increase those millers' knowledge of the experience with U.S. Wheat classes and their different functionality and advantages. U.S. Wheat also works with the flour industry to address trade policies, like important requirements that would increase costs or complications in future imports of U.S. wheat. While the buying opportunities for both markets will be limited by the short supply of hard red winter wheat this year, building and maintaining relationships with overseas customers through trade teams and other market development efforts will continue to contribute the long-term growth of opportunities for Kansas wheat farmers. Learn more about the trade opportunities and issues affecting the Kansas wheat industry at kswheat.com/international. With Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.